This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah Ta'ala, in Riyad al-Salihin book, At-Tawbah, Repentance, Hadith number 22. قالوا عن أبي نجيد رضي الله عنه وارضاه عمران بن الحسين الخزاعي أن امرأة من جهينة أتت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي حبلى من الزنا. Umar ibn Husayn, he said, one day a woman from Juhayna, the tribe of Juhayna, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, asabtu haddan fa aqimu alayhi. She came while she was pregnant from zina, which means she had actually had it that out of wedlock. فقالت يا رسول الله أصبت حدا فأقيم عليه. I have committed a sin, which means it's an offense that's liable for had, meaning the penal system it requires from her to be punished for that. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ادع إلي وليها, call her guardian, her family member, father or whoever is responsible for her. And he told him أحسن إليها فإذا وضعت فأتني بها, treat her well, treat her kindly, when she delivers bring her back to me. Now the hadith has a longer version actually. The hadith starts when the lady, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, ya Rasulullah, I have committed a sin, and I want you to set the had upon me. I want the punishment. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turned away from her. She said, qalat ya Rasulullah, perhaps you want to treat me like you did with Ma'az. Ma'az was a man previously came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, admitting his guilt as well as committing the crime of adultery. And the Prophet tried to persuade him to go away and repent and that's it, move on. But he kept insisting on the Prophet ﷺ until he was punished for it. So she said to the Prophet, ya Rasulullah, perhaps you're trying to push me away like you did to Ma'az. I have the proof, I'm pregnant. That's what she said. So when she said that she was pregnant and that was it, there's no other way to persuade her otherwise. So the Prophet ﷺ, he told her, in this story here, that he called her wali, he said, look, take care of her. When she delivers, bring her back to me. Now, how many months could that be, Jama'ah? At least 6 months? 6 months. In 6 months, anybody can change their mind. She could have just changed her mind and said, you know what? No, I'm not going to be punished. Or maybe after she delivered, her motherhood will kick in. And to leave her baby like that, she wouldn't. So what would she do? She would just take her baby and just go hide somewhere or live somewhere else and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on her own. The idea is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pushing her away to go and repent. But subhanAllah, the burning fire of that sin couldn't let her sleep. So she came back with the baby. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that, to his surprise that she came back. But he said, look, you take care of your baby now, nurse him until he is independent of you, which means once the baby starts eating solid food, you can come back to me. How long would that take, Jamal? About 2 years at least, right? At least 2 years. She would nurse the baby the full term for 2 years and maybe just train him to get, you know, solid food during that time. Like 2 years. I mean, wouldn't it be sufficient for somebody to forget their sin and repent and move on? Still though, the burning feeling of that sin didn't disappear. She was still burning from the inside. She felt so guilty and remorseful. So she comes back after 2 years or so, holding a baby or a child in her hand while he had a piece of bread in his other hand. What does that mean? He's done. He can eat solid food. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that, there's nothing else you could do about it. And that's when the Prophet ﷺ, he ordered for her to be punished, and that punishment was actually al-rajm, which means to be stoned. And when they did that, Rasulullah ﷺ ordered after the punishment was executed on her, he ordered for her to be, of course, taken care of and brought her to the masjid to pray Salatul Janazah for her. Or at least they brought her to pray Janazah for her. So Rasulullah ﷺ, he prayed Janazah for her, even though she committed adultery. She had a child out of wedlock as well too. Still, the Prophet doesn't pray janazah for her, Ibn Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu objected. قال يا رسول الله تصلي عليها وقد زنت. Like, يا رسول الله, like, really? You're going to lead janazah for her, even though you know that she committed adultery? The Prophet said, قال لقد تابت توبة لو قسمت على سبعين من أهل المدينة لوسعتهم. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily she made a repentance which would suffice for 70 of the people of Medina if it was divided among them. In another narration, the hadith says, لو قسمت على أهل المدينة, if it was divided among the entire population of Medina, it would be sufficient for them, like to wipe out all their sins. Her tawbah would have been sufficient to wipe out all their sins, the people of Medina, subhanAllah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال, وهل وجدت أفضل من أن جارت بنفسها لله عز وجل. He said to Umar رضي الله عنه ورضاه, can there be any higher degree of repentance than that she sacrificed her life voluntarily to win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exalted? Like, what else? What proof do you want from her? More than she's coming day after day, month after month, year after year, to tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I need to be purified. I committed sin, I can't live with it. Even though the Prophet gave her a chance after chance after chance to go and repent, but she insisted that she needs to be punished because she felt that pain can't go away. She betrayed her principles with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what hurt the more radiallahu anha. But as you can see here, the size of the tawbah that she repented is so massive, is so great, is so beautiful, that if the whole population of Medina, the whole population of Medina will put together, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that tawbah over them, it will suffice them all and wipe up all their sins. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, do not belittle the power of tawbah. It doesn't matter what sin you've committed. What you look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla, he's the one who said, if you bring me your sins compiled on top of each other until they reach the heavens, I'm willing to bring you mercy and rahman, forgiveness, as much and more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not even look at your sins. So it's very important that you focus on repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, the next few days, we have Ramadan coming up. That is the month of At-Tawbah, jama'ah. And frankly, I don't want to say Ramadan, the month of At-Tawbah. I hope that the Tawbah happens every single day and every single night. But at least Ramadan creates that environment for people, inshallah, to find their way back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes we lose our way to Allah Azza wa Jal. We're going to live and indulge in many of the things that happens throughout the year. We forget a lot. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing us with Ramadan every single year as a reminder to recalibrate and find our way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to live through Ramadan and fast the month of Ramadan, to grow through the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah azza wa jal to shelter them from the harm, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to restore their life into peace and tranquility, ya Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver them from this misery into peace and tranquility in this dunya and the akhirah. يا رب العالمين والله تعالى اعلم. Any question, يا جماعه؟ Yes.
سبحان الله, for 2+ years he has been living in among the Medina.
نعم. نعم.
Everybody brings their family, otherwise you will end me in a life.
نعم.
What happened to the child?
So the lady obviously she lived 2 years in Medina. And still the Prophet told her wali, teach her kindly. Like, don't keep, shame her with her sin. Do not keep talking about that to her. Don't remind her of that. Enough for her that she is feeling so guilty and remorseful. And that is the case should be with our brothers and sisters in our community as well too. That if someone we know who does something wrong and they're repentant to Allah, it's not good to keep reminding them of their old ways. Always remind them to be sincere and repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what happened to that child? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dafa'ahu ila waliha, was given back to the family to take care of. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Now,
Sheikh, he said that the repentance was suffice for like 70 people in Medina.
No.
Is that because of the had that was, I guess, the punishment? I guess what I'm trying to ask is there a way that she could have repented without
that happening, or she could have received a similar reward, or did she receive that reward because of the way she was essentially punished?
So is that repentance or that reward that she got for... Hey, salam. Ahla wa salam. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing, man? Ahla wa salam. The child belonged to whom, Jama? Jazakallah. Subhanallah. Hayyakallah, ahla wa salam. So yeah, in this situation, did she receive that reward because of her tawbah, or because of the endurance of the whole 2 years? Or Allah Alam, she repented. She received that because of the repentance itself. It was so sincere that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, He knew. We learned that from the Prophet Sallam, of course. Allah knew that her tawbah was very sincere. That if, and the Prophet said that if it was given to 70 other people in Medina, would be enough for all of them. So it's because of the sincerity of the tawbah itself, not because of what she had to go through. Yani.
So it's possible for us to receive
a... Absolutely. Anybody can have that level of repentance, actually, that quality of repentance. But it has to come from where? From inside. I mean, imagine, this lady, she's had to endure all these years. And the pain of separating her from her child. Can you imagine? Not just any child. She doesn't just deliver the baby. She raised the baby for 2 years. Can you imagine the amount of attachment, the amount of compassion that will build between her and her child? But that compassion was not strong enough for her to forget about the pain she caused herself because disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet told Umar radiallahu anhu, "What are you talking about? I mean, is it enough for you that she sacrificed her life for this?" Now, if you can get to that level of remorse, Allahumma istaan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tawbah and that we never had to go through this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah, yes. Nah. He cannot pardon it. The head of the state cannot pardon the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before he casts that hukum and becomes, the verdict comes out, he gives them the chance to change their mind quickly before actually is taken into custody for that reason. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. Salaam. Well, that's actually a long discussion because you need to talk about the philosophy of law. What's the principle of law anyway? I mean, if anybody's going to question this issue, first of all, it doesn't exist in the Quran. Actually, it's not in the Quran mentioned, but in the Hadith. But it was also mentioned in the Bible as well, too. So it's not just an Islamic exclusive rule. Once again, we go by the philosophy of law. What's the principle of law? What's the meaning of the law? The law is supposed to be deterring people from committing crimes and also punishing for those who does. So therefore, there's a specific element for that. And the punishment only goes to the individual who committed the crime itself. So here in our society, if somebody steals, what do you do with them? Put them in jail, right? For how long? God knows how many years. Who gets punished because of that? Him, employer, his business, his family, the whole system, and you too, because you pay your tax money for this, right? So the whole system is messed up in that sense. But in Islam, if someone drinks alcohol, beat him on their back and let him go home. Someone steals, I mean, if they were caught, their hand will be cut off and they go home. But now, at least they'll be recognized, right? That's number one. Number two, people, they see that, they will say, oh my God, I don't want to be like this. So it saves. Also the same thing with capital punishment. So the idea is actually, it's going into the discussion of the philosophy of law. Now, why this type of punishment? It also has other details for it. That is not the time to talk about it here, inshallah ta'ala. Now. Huh? You can't use Muslim rules right now if you live in this country because you don't have the sovereignty of the land and you can't take the law in your own hand. You can't apply these rules today here in the society. Because these are the rules that stood before the Hakim, which means the Muslim ruler and the Muslim court, which we don't have over here. So therefore, you can't apply these rules. So what do we do then in this case? We invite them to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if someone said, you know what, I can't take this anymore. The pain of my crime that I've committed, this sin, is killing me. I'd rather, you know, be punished. But where are you going to go? You come to the police station over here, they go, just go home. It's not even send you to the hospital, probably, check on you. Right? Go to a Muslim country, they don't practice that either. So what do? You go repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Can someone take the law in their hand and then end their lives as a punishment for themselves? Absolutely not. They can't do that. Wallahu ta'ala. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
حياك
الله.
One other thing that stood out to